Lesson 52, Unit 13. 第13单元52课。在本课里面，我们要对一些数字和价格进行一个比较。Now please look. In groups of three, look at the list of cars and their prices. Choose which car each of you wants to buy.And then have a discussion about why your car is the best.
好，现在分成三个人一组，然后看着后面所提供的车和车的价格，选择你们每个人自己想要买的车，然后讨论一下为什么说关于你要的车是最好的。
Car.Price.
那这边呢是汽车，
北京 Jeep
就北京吉普了。
Price,
它的价格
120,000,
也就是12万啊，12万。
VW Sentinel,
的桑塔纳呢
？The price is 99,000.
99,000
and VW Passat,
帕萨特
The price is 250,000,
是25万
Chevrolet,
38,000, 38,000
Bluebird,
蓝鸟
230,000
那么是23万
Hongqi
Red Flag
That is 210,000 21万 Audi 350,000 35万
Okay,
which car would you want to buy?
So I want to buy Chevrolet because it's cheapest of all. It's the cheapest of all. The price of it is only 38,000 yuan.
我想要卖夏利啊，因为它是最便宜的了。它的价格只要38,000块钱。
And I prefer Beijing Jeep. It's not so expensive, but it's very strong. And I can drive it in the fields or in the country.
我想买北京吉普。
The price of it is not so big.The Beijing Jeep is not so expensive.
它不是那么贵。但是呢它很结实。
But it's very strong. You see? So I can drive it in the country.
我可以到农村里面去开。
What do you prefer?
那么你喜欢买哪个呢?
And tell me why you like to buy it. And tell me,Why do you think it is the best?
那么你也谈一谈你为什么想要买这个，并且告诉我啊，你为什么认为那是最好的。OK. 那么在本单元我们接触到一个新的语法现象，也就叫过去将来时态。
In English, the future in the past tense.
The future in the past tense 表示从过去的角度看在过去那个时间未来要做的事。
For example, they never knew that the population would become a big problem.
They never knew, 当时他们从来没有想到过。They never knew. 这个 想到的时间是在过去某一个时间。
That the population would become a big problem.
那么人口问题会成为一个大的问题。啊，所以当时他并没有想到过了一段时间人口就会成为一个大问题。
So here, would become, 就是一个过去的将来时态。
Number two, they never knew what would happen to the world in 100 years. 在那个时候的人从来没想到100年以后，那么世界将会发生什么变化。
What would happen to the world?
那从这两句可以看到，啊，那这个将来时态的构成呢是由 would， 像 would 就是我们以前学的 will 的过去形式。这 would 加动词原形 would become, would happen.
Number three, she told me that she was going to buy a car.
她给我讲，她想要买一辆车。那前面给我讲的是一个过去的时间。那么她想买车呢，打算买车呢，是在她过去讲的以后才发生的。所以呢，是一个过去将来时态。
She told me that she was going to buy a car.
这个地方是用的 was going， 也就是用 be 的过去式形式。啊，我们以前学过 be going to 可以表示将来的情况。因此这个地方 was going to 加原形构成过去将来。
And this sentence we can also say, she told me that she would buy a car.
Now let's do some summary. 那我们归纳一下。动词的过去将来时态是由 would 加动词原形，或者是 was going to 加动词原形， were going to 加动词原形构成。 would 是 will 的过去式， was 是 is 的过去式， am 的过去式， were 是 are 的过去式，啊，所以动词的过去将来时态的形式并不难啊、would do something, was going to do something, were going to do something. 那么关键的呢，是要注意什么时候、什么情况下用过去将来时态。所以一般过去将来时态呢，经常用在那个宾语从句里面。我们说宾语从句里面往往前后的时态要一致。比如说他说他要去干什么。So we say, she said she was going to do something.She said 是过去式，那说的时候，那么说的将来就是指的过去那个时间的未来。So she said she was going to do it, and she said she would come to the party. 她说她将要来参加出席这个会议。另外呢，在有些故事里面，也就在一些故事里面的上下文里面，啊，表示一个未来要去做的，那也可以用过去将来时，或者是 Edison。Was going to be a scientist. 爱迪生他当时呢打算要去做一个科学家。So Edison was going to be a scientist when he was very small. 啊，当他很小的时候他就打算要去做一个科学家。好，这是一般过去将来时态。
Well, so much for this unit.
这个单元我们就辅导到这里。